ATR Mobile on the road again.
Hey, Tom. KO4HKX.
Nice to hear you, Patrick. I was listening to you and some other gentlemen this morning talking for a short time. And I just ran up to the trashy dump up here. How's your day?
I'm good. Yeah, that's what I had to do. I went and took the trash off to the refuge center up here in town and made a delivery to Anchor from one of my customers this morning.
No, I thought you was going up to take some stuff to the people up north. I didn't know for sure. Well, they finally cut this corn up here by the dump. I'm surprised. I think it was a total loss, but I didn't have any cars to wait on today, and I've been waiting on a UPS delivery to get there, and I told Bernice I'm not going to wait anymore because the trash dump or the compactor will get busy, and then you have to sit there and wait in line for a half hour.
But I have a question. What are the little cookies that you and Miss Bernice sent last night?
The little, this is NJR LTR with the man on the mountain. The little flat ones. Back in Kansas, that was a tradition. They're called French cookies. There might be other names for them, I don't know. But the first batch of dough, Bernice didn't put enough flour in, and I couldn't figure out what the heck's going on, because every year she makes the dough, and I bake the cookies, because you only make two at a time, and it takes about a minute to a minute and 10 seconds to make two. And I just could not get them to go. And so she went online, and sure as heck, there was a recipe from Kansas, and it said you need more flour to keep them from sticking.
They taste really good. Kind of reminds me of like a waffle cone.
Very similar, I'd say. I love to bake them because I'll bake one, eat one, bake one, eat one. You know how that goes.
Right. I mean, you got to be rewarded for your effort, right?
Yeah. Well, Bernice is listening. She's at home. And she was just waiting on that UPS guy. He was supposed to be here a long time ago, and usually they're extremely prompt with this type of delivery anyways. But we was going to send some of those to Boston the other day, and I didn't get them done in time because the recipe didn't work out. Gosh, here's a guy on this big hill, a four-wheel drive truck, and he parked with half of the rear end of his truck sticking out in the road to let out his kids. Somebody comes up this like they do, they make it their personal racetrack. It'll kill them kids, the idiot.
All you can do is look out for them.
And drive. Oh, shoot. How's the rest of your day going? Was the rest of that stuff good? Bernice made it.
Tried a couple pieces of the fudge. I have not tried the peanut butter brittle yet. I'll get to that, but everything I've tried has been excellent.
That peanut brittle is as far uptown as you can get. I never did care much for button stuff because it's so thick. And that's really thin, and it's really good, Patrick.
Is there just something else? Talking about this again, N4ZLK.
For benefit, Shane, KO4HKX.
I'm falling in the yard here, but I'll still be on the radio.
I might just have that UPS driver not show up today.
That's what, usually he just does the fast delivery stuff, you know, stuff that you're supposed to get here in one day. And I think it comes from Columbia. I don't know, but boy, he's a nice guy. Nothing like you, Shane.
Olive Greer comes out of Spartanburg, and we all deliver the same. If we have next day air, well, they do. I don't do that anymore, but next day air and ground, it's all in the truck. You got to run all your next day air first. But could be anybody right now, you know, a bunch of different drivers doing different things because of all the volume we have.
But this morning, one of my packages is going to be delayed.
Patrick, huh? Yeah, well, maybe Shane done that, you never know.
Talk about cookies and fudge and stuff like that, the more I'm just going to call and say, hey, these two addresses right here, just go ahead and delay their packages.
After that, you know we love you, Shane.
Yeah, we do, Shane. Oh, shoot. Well, I went out there, and the chickens on this side decided that the nest was, as in the Navy would say, a head. So I had to clean that out and check their feed and their water. I guess I'll go out and give them some oats and corn here in a minute while it's still nice outside. But other than that, we just been gathering trash bags, except I forgot one thing. Bernie said there was a big piece of styrofoam over there on the other side, so I'll take it over to my neighbor and let him burn it. He burns over there now and then.
Since it's getting to throw stuff away, you got to do what you got to do.
10-4-ZLK. Talk to you later.
Good later, Shane. Yeah, you know, though, Patrick, back home, let me pull these keys out of this ignition. In Kansas, if I went to the dump, you know, other than one day a week, and it was probably 15 miles up there, if you took it out to the intermediate station, I guess you'd call it, a private entity, and he'd take it to the dump, and it was $20 for a pickup truck load, and it was another $20 for my little old green trailer out back here that I had just to dump your trash. And here, they just added on your taxes a little bit. So I gotta tell you, it's really, really nice benefit.
Here it is so much a ton if you go to the landfill. But if you go to the refuge center like I did this morning, it is $1.50 a black bag they charge you. And you can buy labels to put on it. Still have to pay the county taxes too.
That's double taxation. Well, these guys are really nice up here at this place, and they got a place for everything. I mean, you can. Now, today, Bernice wasn't with me, but she always recycles the plastic, and there's a place for that. There's a place for cardboard, and she had a big bag of cardboard all cut up, but I wasn't going over there because of the cold, and my back's killing me from cleaning a window in the kitchen, and there's several windows. And so it just went in the compactor. But normally we recycle, you know, all of that stuff, or she does. So she jumps out and goes over there and puts that stuff in while I dump the trash. But they even got a place for cooking oil and oil from your cars and metal. There's a big metal bin. And there's a place for electronics even. So, boy, I'm telling you, that's really nice benefit here in Greenville County.
That'd be a nice benefit. But, like I said, it's not too bad for the wife and I. You know, we might have one of those big black bags every 2 weeks. It's just a matter of keeping the trash here 2 weeks at a time.
That's true. Well, Tim, he just takes his bigger boxes and stuff like that. He's been doing some windows, and I don't know. They had glass in them, so I bet he took those to the dump because I seen him loading up something. But styrofoam and cardboard and stuff like that goes out back there, and it don't bother anything. I always tell him I'm calling the fire department or the sheriff every time I catch him, or else I throw one of my little firecrackers out there just to make sure he's awake.
Toes, right?
I love it when he says, "That was a gotcha, Tom."
Oh, that would be too funny. Sounds like something I would do, too.
His back's turned on the riding lawnmower, or if he's out there. And then I toss it out the bathroom window.
That really gets him.
Good good ears, because sometimes he hears the firecracker hit the concrete, and I lose my surprise. And then when Mitch goes down to feed the deer at times, I'll heave one out there, and usually lands in Bernice's flower garden. And, you know, you got to keep the dirt churned up a little bit. And that always wakes him up, because down in that valley, it just echoes like crazy.
I bet it does right there in that valley where you're at.
I'll let you go, Patrick. I'm sure Bernice is in there sitting at the table. I got to put some stuff back in the truck that I took out. My emergency kit, you might say. My trailer hitch and different things. Put them back in the freezer bags. And go in and sit down and maybe have another cup of coffee and a piece of that German nut roll. I don't think you got any of that, but I don't know what all she put in yours. Those French cookies, I actually did cook those, and I enjoy it. Makes a pretty good greasy mess, but I put a plastic-type tablecloth on a card table and sit there and watch TV and listen to Morse code or whatever down in the basement. You take care and have a good day, and we'll catch you down the line. KO4HKX and Gerald GR73.
Thank you, Tom. You and Miss Bernice have a wonderful evening. If I didn't, don't talk to you again. And thanks for all the goodies. And make sure you tell Miss Bernice that we said hello and thank you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
WQM, how are you guys doing this afternoon?
KX, is that you, Christian?
Yeah, Roger that.
Again on the air today. Hope you've been doing okay.
Roger that. We just put up the Christmas lights here about an hour ago. Mostly me. My dad helps a little bit, but he's got to get neck surgery pretty soon here. He's got a lot of shoulder pain, so it was mostly me. But we just got the Christmas lights up and got a little timer on here for when it should turn on. I hope they look good. I'm going to come out here sometime when the sun goes down and take a look at the lights.
That. Well, good for you for helping your dad out there. You know, you had to do most of it. That's a good thing to do. And it shouldn't be much longer before you can look at the Christmas lights.
Roger that. I believe I set the automatic timer somewhere around 4:27, I believe, so real close to 4:30, but, you know, if it was exactly 4:30, it's not exactly like, I just wanted to be as realistic as possible, so I believe it turns on around 4:27 and turns off around 6, 5:55 a.m. to be exact.
You'll allow lots of people to enjoy it then, I'm sure.
And my sister, when she leaves at 1 or 2 a.m., I'm usually awake by then, actually, so I pass by her in the hallway.
What time of day?
I go to sleep usually around 5:30 to 6, so give or take, by the time it's 12 o'clock, I've already had about 6 hours of sleep, so I usually wake up around 1 or 2 a.m. because that's 7 or 8 hours right there.
Who are you on for, I believe you said you were 14?
I'm on the night duty. I have no reason to go to sleep that early, but I choose to. I'm online school. I'm sorry about that. My radio here turned on. I'm homeschooled, so I don't have to wake up this early, but I do.
I kind of figured you were homeschooled. No, you hadn't said that, but kind of was taking that one. Well, good for you. You got some initiative, and that's good to hear in a young man.
Roger that. Usually people around my age, you know, 14, 15, you know, people stay up until 6 a.m. The more the sun comes, I can't do that to myself. So I go to sleep super, super early, way too early. I think I go to sleep too early. But I wake up so early in the morning, I get a solid 6 hours all to myself. You know, I can do whatever I want as long as I don't wake people up.
Well, I'm usually up early myself, so I know how it is, but I usually leave the house between 4 and 5:30, so on the road.
do you do trucking, like hauling loads on trucks?
Like that, I own a tool franchise, and I live up here outside of Brevard, and my route is down in Greenville, so of a morning you'll hear me making the trip down to pick the tool truck up and get in it and then take off.
No, roger that. Well, I'm over here in Spartanburg County, South Carolina. I'm beaming into the repeater, not beaming into the repeater, but I'm getting in the repeater through a 25-watt radio here that's has coax going out my window up to my attic, and I've got a phone J-pole up there in the attic, one of the base station J-poles, but I usually make this trip quite nicely to Greenville to this repeater, so I believe it's up on Paris Mountain, if I'm not wrong.
It is located on Cedar's Head Mountain. There is a repeater from the same club on Paris Mountain, but it is the 8-2 machine. So, you're making a solid trip up on the mountain. Sound good into the repeater, full quiet.
All righty, roger that. I live at basically a very low elevation at my house. Basically where I live, you know, Spartanburg County is already 700 feet, which is not, of course, my area. It drops even more. I mean, in the general northwestern area of Spartanburg, you get to around 500 feet. And then where I live exactly is a lake, so it's a man-made lake, so the whole entire area here slopes downwards. And then right in front of my window is another slope down to the house. And then you go in my backyard, you're talking about a pretty steep hill all the way down. So I live a fairly low elevation here, so it's quite difficult to get into a lot of things. And there's a big pile up of trees in the direction of this repeater, so I think I have a temporary pass here during the winter time to get into this repeater. I'm sure during the summer when all these trees are lushed up that this signal's probably going to be gone. But I didn't get my license until this, basically around this fall-autumn area.
I know all about the dealing with obstacles getting into the repeater. From where I'm at, the repeater is southeast of me, and there is probably 500 to 800 foot cliff right behind me, 20 foot out the back door. So, yeah, I know all about being down in a hole.
I was playing around here. I had an old ring that used to fit my finger, and I just put it on my finger, and it's super loose. I think that means I'm losing some weight. That's good, I guess. Yeah. There's some stuff about, you know, children born after 2010, you know, apparently more obese and whatnot. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm overweight, but I'm not super overweight. But no, I just put a ring on. This ring used to fit my finger pretty snug last year, but I could fit another finger in there now. So I think I'm losing some weight. I think that's pretty good.
For you, and you need to take care of yourself. Listen to these older people and telling you to slow down and take care of yourself. It will pay off in the long run.
Sorry about that. I just was listening to your last transmission, and then I picked up this ring on my table. So, yeah, sorry, I got a little distracted there. It's a bit of a path here to the repeater. I was up on Paris Mountain a couple weeks ago. I took my happy self all the way up to the top of the mountain there, and I made about 2 simplex contacts. For perched on the air, of course, because it's a U.S. park. I don't know if I should upload the contacts, because I mean I only made 2 contacts, so it's not enough. Sorry about that. So it's not enough to activate the park anyway. But do you think I should just go ahead and upload those contacts, or should I just not?
And upload those contacts. You probably won't get credit for activating the park, but you will at least. No, you made those contacts there, so that's a good thing to do.
I was kind of just deciding that for the past few weeks here. I just didn't know if I should or not. So, yeah, it was. I just did it on the 2-meter call, and apparently someone told me that there was at least 10 or 12 big stations, you know, 250 watts stations that were trying to contact me, but I don't know. I took a directional antenna and I took an omnidirectional antenna, and I got absolutely nothing. So I don't know.
I've never been up on the top of Paris Mountain, but I've heard several people talk about it, and there's lots of interference up there, so that could have something to do with it. But, Christian, I am going to have to clear out of here. I got some things I need to get done, and so you be good at what you're doing, and good to talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Alrighty, KQ4WQM, 73's to you. I'll be monitoring. 7-3.